People magazine. I was in the looking towards the back, and I found out that a friend of the show, Julia Child, is moving. She's moving to... Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. How are you?
Forgive me. I got to ask because I'm dying to know. What did you have for dinner last night?
Well, I didn't have very much. I had to go out to an event.
I imagine that would be a lot of pressure, having you show up to an event.
I don't know. I think if people know me, they think they might be welcoming.
Well, oh, certainly welcoming, but if I was the caterer, I would be
a little pressure.
You know,
I'd be
nervous.
Intimidated. Sure, Julia Child is here, sure.
Well, that's the thing. If you're really a real pro, you love to have other professionals come and admire your work. You know, you don't get nervous. You're just delighted.
Julia, are you doing some carpentry this morning
what's
in the
going
background?
On?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I haven't done any carpentry. No, have you? I just closed the drawer. I guess that's what made the noise.
Oh, okay. Good enough. So, okay, so you're moving. So is everything in boxes? Are you packing things up? What's going on here?
Well, I'm in Cambridge, Massachusetts now, but I'm actually in California, though I've lived here for 45 years.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm going back to California.
So who's doing all the packing? You got some, you hire some of your grunts to do that, or are you doing it yourself?
And I'm fully furnished out in Santa Barbara, so I have to give everything away here.
Oh, well, a little garage sale.
Come by and pick up a bed or something.
Actually, now that you mention that, though, our producer, Bill Ryan, whom you spoke to just minutes ago, he needs a bed, and I can think of no better bed if we could actually send him out there.
Yes, and tell him to come on out and pick one out. He can pick it up after
awesome.
Thanksgiving. He can have it.
Now, I'm serious about this, Julie. If we actually sent Bill out to your place after Thanksgiving in a U-Haul, mm-hmm. Would he be able to get one of your beds?
He would. He would. I would save him one.
I'm dead serious about this.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, tell him to give me a ring.
I'm serious because we'll put it on the calendar. We'll make sure that he leaves at the appropriate time. He'll drive out on a U-Haul. He'll be there that morning. I'll even send a couple of henchmen with him, and he can rest peacefully knowing that after Thanksgiving, he'll be getting a good night's sleep in one of Julia Child's beds.
Well, you'll just have to send me a written confirmation of this.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Oh, we got it.
We're going to make this a big to-do.
Well, that's lovely. Well, you have a wonderful day.
All right,
thank
Julia.
You.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye, dears.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. How about that? How about that? How about that for me thinking on my feet, bing, bada, boom, like that? I not only got you a bed, I got you Julia Child's bed.
I think she's serious.
I am most serious about this.
Well, no, Danny.
You have no idea how serious. And as that light bulb went on, I'm like, oh my God, is this great.
Sweet love, I know you're serious, but I just wasn't certain if Julia Child was serious.
Oh,
but
she's serious.
I think she's serious.
Oh, yeah. And I'm picturing Brian and Glenn mm-hmm. in the U-Haul driving out there.
The henchmen, yeah.
And there they are one morning. They back up the U-Haul. Julia comes out with some sort of a croissant.
Good morning, I have croissants. I've got the bed ready. How are you? Let me try it out.
This is too good. It's just too good.
By the way, I've never heard anybody open up a drawer in the kitchen that sounded like the house was falling down.
I thought she was seriously putting together a chif robe or something. I mean,
going on?
Unbelievable.
Knocking down some drywall, or what the hell was that?
Oh, just opening a little drawer.
Yeah, right. Rearranging furniture or something.
All right, well, that's great. That's fabulous.
She was great.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for quite some time because Bill Ryan's bed is just nasty. And he's got a single bed that he literally slept in when he was a kid down in Dover. So
and
God knows.
I said to him, I said, all right.
I have new sheets.
You need to be revamped in the bedroom. It's inexcusable for you to be sleeping in a...
That's another topic for another day. And I don't think Julia Child could help
him
there.
She'll take care of him.
Hope not.